From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A Dutch investigation says a Russian missile brought down a Malaysian airliner. International investigators say a Malaysian airliner that crashed over eastern Ukraine in July of 2014 was shot down by a missile that was transported into the country from Russia. The findings released Wednesday confirm an earlier investigation by the Dutch Safety Board that concluded Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 was brought down by a Russian-made Buk missile, a claim Russia has denied.
The Buk-Taylor, die is gebruikt, is vanaf het grondgebied van de Russische Federatie.
Wilbert Paulussen of the Dutch National Police said it may be concluded MH17 was shot down by a 9M38 missile launched by a Buk brought in from the territory of the Russian Federation. Paulussen said evidence shows that pro-Russian rebels requested the deployment of the surface-to-air missile and reported its arrival in eastern Ukraine. Russia's foreign ministry now says the Dutch-led criminal investigation into the Malaysian jet crash is both biased and politically motivated. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres, whose life of public service spans the life of the Israeli nation itself, is dead at the age of 93. His son, Chemi Peres, conveyed the fact that his father had died.
Today, with deep sorrow, we bid farewell to our beloved father, the ninth president of Israel, Shimon Peres. He was one of the founding fathers of the State of Israel and served our people before we even had a country of our own.
Peres suffered a severe stroke just 2 weeks ago. He held nearly every major political post in Israel. This is VOA News. With Election Day 6 weeks away, U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump returned to the campaign trail Tuesday and gave critical reviews of each other's performance in their first head-to-head debate. Many independent analysts say Clinton won Monday's debate and could get a boost in national polls that showed her a few points ahead of Trump. Speaking to supporters in North Carolina, Clinton cast her opponent as lacking details during the debate.
And he made it very clear that he didn't prepare for that debate. You know, at one point he was kind of digging me for spending time off the campaign trail to get prepared, but just trying to keep track of everything he says took a lot of time and effort.
Trump says he won the debate, and at a rally Tuesday night in Florida suggested he could have done even better. The two candidates will debate twice more before the November 8th vote, the next coming on October 9th. Airstrikes targeted the two largest hospitals in the eastern part of Aleppo, Syria, early Wednesday. Damage from the strikes temporarily knocked out the hospitals of its service, further limiting medical care in a city that has been hit hard by more than 5 years of fighting. Salvage workers in Egypt Tuesday pulled the bodies of dozens of migrants from the hold of a sunken fishing boat in the coastal Mediterranean, raising the toll from the September 21st disaster to more than 200. The recoveries came after divers and a salvage vessel pulled the trawler from the mud of the seafloor, enabling teams to retrieve the bodies trapped in the boat's hold. On shore, emergency officials later said there were no more bodies on board. Survivors have said 450 to 600 migrants, including many women and children, were packed aboard the trawler when it capsized in pre-dawn darkness off the port city of Rosetta as it headed for Europe. Military authorities say most of the victims so far identified were Egyptians from the Nile Delta region, many of them teenagers seeking a better life in Europe. Ali Bongo Ondimba has been sworn in as Gabon's president for a second 7-year term after winning re-election by a slim margin in a disputed vote.
Conformément à la tradition africaine en général, Bantu en
particulier. He said, in accordance with African tradition in general and Bantu in particular, I invite all the nation's stakeholders to sit together in order to find the solutions that will satisfy our compatriots. Here, issues are resolved within the family. Bongo's victory by fewer than 6,000 votes triggered violent protest across the country when the initial election results were announced on August 27th. At least 6 people were killed in clashes between protesters and security forces. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.